And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is. It's not summer school. You've not been punished. You've not been left back. You're not forced to listen to the dirge anymore. It's the summer. Everyone's on vacation. And yet some act like history teachers in the Bronx in the 1940s, beating you up like your kids who were sent to summer school, making you relearn the lessons. I'm not going to do it. I'm giving you the summer shows, the show of shows. School's out for the summer. It's a different time, a different pace. We know what we have in the White House. Do I have to repeat it? We know that we have, I don't even want to categorize it, that's all. We know what's coming. We know it's going to get a lot worse before our society gets better. We know that until we get rid of this regime, if we ever get rid of him, and I still hold out the fear that at some point, King Lear in the White House is liable to declare that term limits are now dissolved. And of course, the drunk in the House of Representatives will go back to the cloakroom and take a fast one. And that'll be the end of that. You know, it'll be Papa Doc Duvalier in 30, 40 years from now. It's not summer school. School's out for the summer. I want to relax. I want to have a good time. Of course, I'm going to give you the news, views, and reviews. Now, yesterday, did you hear the news yet today? Let me give you the news first, and I'll give you the reviews. SF plane crash pilot briefly blinded by light. I suspected something may have happened. You know, they always blame crashes on the dead pilots, incidentally. And, of course, the pilot is not dead. You'll notice that for insurance purposes, the aircraft manufacturer and the others always blame the dead pilot. Well, in this case, the pilot's alive. We're talking about the 777 that hit the runway, you know, on the a little too soon there. The Asiana pilot from China who was flying the jetliner said he was blinded by a mysterious flash of light 34 seconds before impact. Feral investigators said Wednesday. Notice I'm using the word feral now. Whenever I see the word federal, I will be using the word feral. Feral investigators said Wednesday. The pilot who was making his first approach into the airport in a Boeing 777. You know that that's the devil's... Oh, no, don't get me in. Please, don't let me go down that road. 777. Okay, the devil did it. Yeah, he was wearing a tinfoil hat. Told South Korean and American investigators that as the jetliner passed by, something flashed in his eyes. Of course, the feral inspector from the NTSB said nothing. The inspector from the feral NTSB said, we don't know what it could have been, said the moron from the NTSB. The moron from the feral NTSB said, we need to look into it. We need to understand what he has talked about. She's smart. She must have really passed some pretty good tests. So who knows? Maybe someone flashed a laser in his eyes. That's not possible in San Francisco. Yeah. Here's another story that caught my eye early this morning. Well, should I read you the... Obama hails Muslim holiday as symbol of tolerance for other faiths. So he had a Ramadan feast in the White House, Hussein did, and he said that the Muslim holiday is a symbol of tolerance for other faiths. Why don't you tell that to the Coptic Christians in Egypt, Mr. Obama? I've been honored to host an iftar dinner at the White House each of the family and look forward to it. And he said that in the United States, Ramadan is a reminder that millions of Muslim Americans enrich our nation each day, serving in our government, leading scientific breakthroughs, generating jobs, and caring for our neighbors in need. Well, that sounds great. Who is he talking about? Neil Sedaka? What is he talking about? Nothing the man says makes sense. Obama strongly objects to religious liberty amendment that would have... You understand the... All right, forget the news. I don't want to do it. Here's a story I was going to read you this morning. Hipster urban farmers learn that chickens are hard to raise, animal shelters inundated with unwanted hens. I couldn't believe that I was reading this story. First of all, for those of you who live outside of New York's Lower East Side, I have to describe to you what a hipster is. A hipster, well, visually they look sort of like the hippies did in the 60s. They're generally skinny. The men have scraggly beards. They don't even have the testosterone to raise a full beard. The chicks have skanky hips. They all look like pockmarked. They all basically come from suburban homes, and they think that they're being cool by living in a slum and paying maybe $5,000 a month for a slum that my father ran away from 50 years ago. That's the irony of it. The very neighborhoods that my father ran from have now been converted into hipster neighborhoods where they pay $5,000 a month or $2 million for a slum. So listen to what these morons are now doing. They're raising chickens in backyard coops. Why? Raising chickens in backyard coops is all the rage with nostalgia-loving hipsters. But apparently the facial hair-obsessed faux farmers often don't realize, this is from Michael Blaustein of the New York Post, that raising hens is loud, labor-intensive work because animal shelters are now inundated with hundreds of unwanted urban fowl. So they're raising chicks to have eggs, and then when the chicks stop producing, the chickens stop producing eggs, instead of killing the chicken and making a stew out of it, the hipsters are bringing them to animal shelters, and they have hundreds of chickens, dozens at a time, are being given to chicken farms somewhere to save. This, if they're killing millions of chickens a year in chicken farms, why would they take 400 to 500 abandoned chickens and take care of them? Something doesn't make sense in this story. All right, put that in the garbage. Play the music again. Play the next song. I don't know if I even want to do this now because the story I'm about to tell you is shocking. Not that song. You need the other one, the faster one. I'll read you this one. It's about a woman. Turn that off, too. Turn it off. I'm not in the mood for music. I have a rash just from starting the show today. Maybe I should turn the clock back 8 minutes. Okay, this story came to me this morning from a good friend of mine who has been an advertiser of mine for 10 years. And that's Craig Smith of Swiss America. They're the greatest people, by the way. They've been with me from day one. And Chris, I got to tell you, folks, he never lies about anything. So he said to me, a friend of his, 60 years old, and he gave me her name and I could use it. She's a Persian lady. She's in her 60s. Naztab Tali walked into Citibank on Friday to send the $12,000 wire to the gold company, Swiss America. She read the rules and regulations and did not want to sign the waiver that says if the bank wire is lost, she is responsible, right? They told her to sign it or leave. She got irate. The bank assistant manager got irate. And Naztab told her to close out all of her accounts, okay? She told the girl, I want all my money in cash. I don't trust your checks. The assistant manager in the bank says, I'm not giving you $57,000 in cash. She told him, I deposited it in cash. I want it in cash. Assistant manager told her to leave the bank. She left. She wouldn't leave without her cash. The manager of the bank calls police. The officer grabs this woman, smashes her phone on the table, confiscates the phone, taser gun, wallet, and other items. They take the 60-year-old woman who wanted her withdrawal in cash in cuffs to the squad car, and she says she was forcibly thrown into the car. This woman is handicapped in her 60s, has limited use of her limbs, so she feels her treatment by San Jose PD was unjustified. She's then booked into jail where she said they shackled her, cuffed her, and abused her. They did not let her make a phone call nor read her rights. She also mentioned that one of the guards pulled her toe out of the socket, and she has pictures and video of her bruises from the cuffs and shackles. Now, I don't have any confirmation of this, but I have this in writing from a person I trust who confirmed I can tell you this story. Listen what happens next. She goes back into the bank the next day to close the accounts, and again, the assistant manager refuses to give her cash. Bank claimed it was for her own safety carrying that much cash. They call the police again. When the thug police got there, the officer said to take a check or she would be arrested for wasting their time and she will never be allowed to set foot in the bank again. Ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed what's going on in this country with the police? Have you noticed what they're doing to people? Don't call me. Next story. Documents obtained by Judicial Watch detail the role of the Justice Department in organizing Trayvon Martin protests. Now, we thought it was Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson who had rent-the-mobs, right? Well, yeah, of course. That's how they got where they are, through rent-the-mobs, through basically the shakedown racket. Well, now the Department of so-called Justice under the thug-in-chief, Eric Holder, has actually spent your money hiring mobs to go to the courts, to go out in the streets, to go to Sanford, Florida, to riot, in other words, to make certain that the Trayvon Martin protests are heard around the world. This is the government you now have. It's something out of Venezuela. Yeah, okay. But I really want to talk about the following topic, and that's this. Yesterday we touched on something that touched a lot of raw nerves, and that was about the marriage, the divorce, and custody horror stories that most men are subjected to because of the scourge and plague of feminism in the United States of America. The plague of feminism, and remember, I'm married. I come from a mother. I was not born in an embryonic factory. I have a daughter, and I think women are absolutely wonderful. But the feminist movement is absolutely abominable in terms of what it's done to men in this country. The boys are being mistreated. They've been turned into second-class citizens in our colleges, on television as we talk. But as you're going to learn, many men are now opting out of marriage because they realize, because of the vermin in the legal profession, there's nothing in it for them. Let me read you my newsletter, and you can call me on this marriage thing with your divorce and custody horror stories in a moment. Michael Savage newsletter, July 10th, 2013, Men Now Realize That Marriage is a Rigged Game. In today's issue, prompted by Dr. Helen Smith's new book, Men on Strike, Why Men Are Boycotting Marriage, Fatherhood, and the American Dream, and Why It Matters, Savage mused on how radically society has changed since the beginning of the so-called women's lib movement in the 1960s. Thank you, all you degenerate lawyers, for destroying the family, said Savage, explaining. This is a war on men that was started by feminine mystique author Betty Friedan and the other vile creatures who call themselves feminists. They weren't feminists at all. They weren't out to liberate women. They were out to destroy men. Have they done that? Of course they have. And you women who cannot find a man to settle down with have only your female cohorts to blame. Don't blame the men. Men have awakened to the fact that marriage is a rigged pinball machine. And so the best way to set this up for you to get involved is to play six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. Let us begin with clip number 15 on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Today, more and more men are choosing not to go to school, not to get a job, and not to get married. If similar numbers of women were doing the same, someone would raise the alarm. But since men are the ones opting out, the problem has been mostly met with silence. Some books say that men are just a bunch of lazy, stoner frat boys who are acting immaturely. In reality, men are acting rationally and opting out of education, work, and marriage because in all of these areas, the penalties are high and the rewards are low.
Now let's go to the next, please.
The first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
Okay, so we're going to pause there before we continue with six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. And I'm going to invite you to call on this topic alone for a moment. I'd like to hear from men on divorce and custody horror stories, because I don't think America knows the extent of the suffering that men are going through in this country as a result of the rigged system that is called the divorce court. Moreover, the family court is even worse towards men. Men are accused falsely in most cases of molestation, because the rat lawyers tell the wife to make it up in order to make sure that they lose custody. That's the kind of world you live in. The legal system really doesn't exist to a certain extent for most people. If you don't have money, you don't really have a fighting chance in this country. Let's take a few callers on this and other topics right here on the Savage Nation. And let's begin in my backyard in KSFO country. Eric on the Savage Nation, go ahead, please. Eric.
Hey, I just wanted to, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to talk about unemployment and kind of how it relates to what you're talking about. I've definitely put off relationships and had trouble with employment at this point. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts, because I've listened to you for a few weeks now and I haven't heard too much on unemployment.
So you're saying unemployment has killed your desire for a relationship. I'll be right back to pick that up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Deja vu traffic, a few major problems. Northbound 680, Bernal and Pleasanton, fatal accident. We've got the right lane block traffic backed up into Sunol. Southbound 101, De La Cruz crash, left lane block traffic backed up into Mountain View. And southbound 880 at Llewellyn have a crash. They've just opened one lane, but the right lane is still blocked. Traffic backed up into Oakland. Slow and go pretty much from Highway 980. Slow on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the Toll Plaza into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fouch. Shot talk by 60 KSO.
You need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
ShopSwap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows, the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax.
tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Since we are talking about why men don't get married, I'm playing Runaround Sue. We get a twofer out of that. The word Sue comes in it, relating to lawyers, and the word runaround, of course, relates to the runaround job. And you're not limiting it to women. I mean, men basically are the cheaters in society. That's a given. And marriage tends to civilize men to a certain extent, with great strain for the woman and for the man. But marriage was intended for a number of reasons, primarily to create the integrity of the family, to make certain that there was a protector in the home, to protect the women and children from predators. Now, as societies evolve, women have felt more empowered, which is good, and we're not negating the incredible devotion that single mothers, you know, exhibit on a daily basis. They do. It's a great thing to do. But they all would rather have a man around that they could, you know, count on. It's just they can't find someone reliable or someone financially able. So they do it on their own, and that's it. That's okay. I mean, truthfully, in my family, I was told that one of my grandmothers was a single mother at some point in her life. I never knew that until late in my life. I was surprised to hear it. You know, it's not a long, tragic story, but she was a young woman, God rest her soul. She married an older man with a lot of money. He died after having a child with her, or two children with her. And then the children from the first marriage cut her out of the inheritance. She wound up with nothing. So she had to support herself. She was a restaurant cook. She was a cleaning lady. I didn't know any of this until I was rather a mature man. So it just shows you, you know, I'm an immigrant son. And, you know, there's a connection between me and people who've toiled from the bottom up on almost every level of my life, including my own. So don't think that I'm immune to people's struggles. But let's get back to the topic at hand here, which is horror stories.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Looking at traffic, a couple of major problems. Northbound 680 Bernal in Pleasanton, an accident involving a fatality. The right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up in Sunol. It is now starting to join the Sunol grade commute, so look for stop and go traffic. Northbound 680 from Mission Boulevard over to Pleasanton. Look for slow traffic south bay. Southbound 101 De La Cruz crash was in the left lane. Traffic backed up from Ellis Street in Mountain View. Northbound 101 San Antonio, a new crash being reported. So traffic there is backed up to Highway 237. Southbound 280 in San Jose, slow and go pretty much from Highway 85 down to Highway 87 because of an earlier problem there. And northbound 101 in Vermont, new crash being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort in Tuolumne is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming action is 24/7. So visit today and enjoy all the Motherlode Country offers. See blackoakcasino.com for details.
If you are being audited by the IRS or state and have possible underreported income, or your deductions are in question, it is important to understand the issues you are facing and understand your legal rights.
I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and my firm represents taxpayers facing these exact issues. That is why we work closely with our clients to reach the best result possible, including minimizing tax bills and negotiating penalties. And if the audit results in a tax you cannot afford to pay, we can discuss with you options to resolve the tax debt, such as an installment agreement, offer and compromise, or possibly even bankruptcy. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever, so if you need help, give us a call. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game! Judy, spin the meat wheel! You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
for the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it!
Way to go, Judy! You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop-Swap!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All you need to do is find love. Good luck. Good luck. Love in a cynical world. It really exists, doesn't it? Welcome back to the cynical savage nation, whose cynicism transcends both political parties. The phone number here is 855-407-282. I think that's why the show is successful. It's the built-in cynicism, which is not affected. It's just, I've been a cynic since I'm 5 years old. And to my own detriment. So I'm doing a topic now on why men don't get married. Okay, and you're calling on that. Then we're talking about horror stories, women and child horror stories, women and family court horror stories. But I'm going to bring in something new, which is this issue of swinging couples. The websites are trying to push heterosexual couples into following the homosexual lifestyle by getting into a swinging lifestyle, which they, I'm reading right what they say. They're pushing now open relationships in this article. And then they quote so-called psychologists from the Open University in England. You know what that must be. The Open University in England is like a cesspool. And it says, open relationships tend to refer to gay pairs that permit both partners to play around without getting too emotionally involved. But then they're trying to tell heteros to have fun and do the same thing. And then you read on and they, how they do it and this and that, wife swapping. And it says, no matter what you call it, there's no denying this alternative lifestyle. I guess that's like sleeping with a dog. That'll soon be an alternative lifestyle, is on the upswing. You have to read the whole article to find out how high the disease rate is among swingers. They actually put that in the article. And it says, no doubt, and not surprisingly, swingers develop more STDs than non-swingers. Gee, I suppose your mother taught you that, right? especially if they're older women. According to a 2010 study of visitors to a Dutch clinic, which provides free screening and treatment, among straight women over the age of 45, about 18% of the swingers tested positively for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both, compared to only 4% of women who did not sleep with other partners or swing. Of the straight male swingers in that age group, 10% tested positively for those diseases, compared to only 2% of non-swingers. Then they go on to say this lifestyle won't save a bad marriage. They call it a lifestyle, in other words. And I'll let it go with that. Everything to them is a lifestyle. I was reading that article with interest because I then started to read some of the comments. And a blogger named Seaport Sergio wrote this. He said, and this is, it was so brilliant I had to print it out. If I were another talk show host, I would just rip this off and make believe I said it. But I tend to give credit where credit is due. I don't know this guy, but he wrote it so well, I'll tell you. I don't know the guy. Listen to what he said. Men who will actually allow their wives or girlfriends to have sex with another guy are an evolutionary novelty. The male reproductive system is set up in such a way that 99% of all sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. Thank God. Guys, go, guys. In addition, the male brain is still very much the same as it was 200,000 years ago when it was totally acceptable and understood that sleeping with another man's mate was an invitation to getting killed or at least horribly injured. There are several important considerations that have kept most women faithful from the Pleistocene to the present. Women have always known how brutally aggressive men are when fighting over a female. And also, women have always known that if a man had any reason to question his paternity, then he would completely abandon both her and the baby whose paternity was uncertain. So the loss of resources and parental assistance in rearing her offspring helped most women evolve to be faithful to one man. In prehistoric times and today, it is harder for a woman with children to attract a new man than a woman with no children. So it was in a woman's best interest to be faithful to a man, at least until her children were old enough to fend for themselves. Birth control and the sexual revolution that followed are an extremely new phenomena to the human mind. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. See, I can learn a lot from bloggers. I mean, you know, you shouldn't dismiss all bloggers as idiots. They're people. Some of them are brilliant. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. It's very well done. I had no idea that 99% of sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. There's something interesting about that that I'll have to spend a little time thinking about. But it leads to the next set of questions. And I did this one in a related way. I'll just throw the question out there. Do you engage in wife swapping? Have you ever engaged in this creepy lifestyle? It's on the upswing. Are you a swinger? Do you go to parties over dinner and drinks to throw keys in a bowl? Do you look for, well, you know what I'm talking. I don't have to get into the details. You're a married couple. Do you do a thing like this? How has it affected your life? And the reason I'm doing this is because it's a fascinating summer topic. And, you know, about 2 months ago, I was at the local radio station on a Friday night. I got into one of my nighttime moods, and I asked another question that was somewhat bizarre, and it led to a very interesting talk show, which is what this is. It's a talk show. I am not a politician. I am not running for office. I am an ordinary American with my own view of the world, and this is a day-in and day-out job 5 days a week. I've been doing it for 19 years, so to me, politics are important, but up to a point. So I'm asking you another question. That night on that show, I asked this question, and it was, I was reading about men who were married to women who were prostitutes. They were married with children, and their wives actually went to work as hookers, in other words, and then came home, changed their clothes, put on the teddy bear pajamas, and assumed the role of being a wife. And I had a guy call who swore his wife did this, and it was a fascinating show, and it was good talk radio. So I'm hoping that this will be good talk radio, meaning, you know, marriage and family court horror stories, number two, numero dos, the swinger job. I mean, have you ever done it? Have you been into it? Has it affected your marriage positively, negatively? Have you gotten a disease from it? Have you gotten shot from it? Have you gotten beaten up from it? I mean, did your wife leave you because she met? Whatever. There's no point telling jokes about it. We're talking about issues that are quite serious. But I think human relationships are about as interesting as they get. And as a Nobel Prize-winning chemist once said, when he was asked what goes on inside an atom, he said what goes on inside an atom is about as complicated as what goes on between people. I'll never forget that. So if you think that human relationships are not complicated, it's obvious that you're not hanging around with people. You're hanging around with, you know, people who are not exhibiting any signs of humanity. Here's a new study that freaked me out. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. Omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase risk of prostate cancer by 70%. I said, what? That can't be. Because I take omega-3s. They've lowered my, they've done a great job on lowering my triglycerides. Then I read this now. Taking omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer by 70%. Now, I don't know whether the study was done amongst people who already have prostate cancer. I don't have the study in front of me. The team from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle warned there was really no evidence of taking dietary supplements. Oh, that's nonsense. These groups always put down supplements. They try to push you into drugs. That's number one. However, in this case, the study seems to be valid. I know that they've tried to debunk vitamin C, and I read those studies years ago. And all the studies that they did out of the Mayo Clinic, in my estimation, were flawed studies. They were horrible. The doses were too low. They did the same with vitamin E. The dosages were too low. They were not using mixed tocopherols. They were using alpha tocopherol. So I haven't studied this study to the extent that I can really put my brain around it. However, you know, it's something to look at here. You know, I mean, if this is true, that's pretty amazing. Fish oils are a major big business, and omega-3 benefits are set to range from lowering blood pressure and the risk of heart attacks to easing depression and arthritis. And we all know that fish are healthful for us. But the fact is that many ocean-going fish have toxic chemicals in them, particularly seafood from Asia. I won't touch seafood from Asia anymore. I will not eat a shrimp. I will not eat a calamari unless it's from Monterey. And you can't get it out here in California. It's very hard to get. Most of the crap that you're eating in restaurants comes from beds in Vietnam, and they're living on human waste. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you. But you can get omega-3 fatty acids from walnuts, pumpkin seeds, tofu, and leafy vegetables, incidentally, if you're looking for omega-3 fatty acids. However, I mean, scientists found that those with the highest levels of omega-3 in their blood were 71% more likely to develop fast-growing hard-to-treat prostate tumors. That's shocking. How it works, I don't know. Maybe it suppresses an immune function. I don't know if that would be the explanation if this is true. I would think there's another explanation. It could be that the fish oils themselves are feeding the cancer. That's another possibility. That's great. You know, it's the old balancing act. Like, no matter what you do one thing that's good for this, and it's bad for that. So I really haven't given up on I've been taking mega vitamins personally for 40 years. 40 years I've been on mega doses of vitamin C and vitamin E to begin with. For 35 years, I'm on mega doses of a certain multivitamin, which I will not mention, and C and E and a number of other nutrients. And, you know, so far, so good. I come from a short-lived family. All of the men died very young of heart disease, and I've been panicked over it ever since I was 20 years old, 18, 15 years, 16 years old. I've been a cardioneurotic since I'm 16 because I watched my father get a heart attack, and that was a big seminal moment. It was not a big moment in the kid's life. The man who's like Abraham and I'm Isaac, he's God to me, you know, and you see the guy laying in an oxygen tent. It changes your view of the world suddenly, you know, and just saying, well, what happened? What's wrong? You know, why did it happen? It's what drove me into graduate school. It's what made me write obsessively about nutrition and health and why I'm obsessed with food to this day. And I have to say, to a certain extent, yes. You say, oh, no, there's nothing to do with food. Right. Okay, go. You do yourself a favor. You go believe that. Of course it has to do with diet and exercise and nutrition. But nutrients have a big role to play in it, especially the antioxidant nutrients, vitamin C and vitamin E. There are others. But now fish oils were introduced in a big way over the last 5 to 7 years, right? And most men over 50 are taking them. And this study is a shocker. I didn't mean to get into it, but it's a big story. And I can't discuss it in great detail till I get the scientific study, because I have to read the pool of subjects, what fish oils they were looking at. I need the original supplement study, because I don't trust most of these studies that come out of these cancer institutes. They're pimps for the medical and pharmaceutical establishment. They definitely want you to make certain you don't take any supplements at all to push you into drugs. They do the same thing with everything else on earth. They're trying to drive children away from a simple soda so that they can take Ritalin and drugs. I mean, it's getting crazier by the day. I got many callers now on swinger issues. I got the other thing. Let's go to the swinger story right off the bat. It's better than hearing about prostate cancer. Arizona Richard, you're a swinger. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I've been participating in this swinging since the late 90s, when I was in my 30s, early 30s.
So you're in your 50s now?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
No, I'm not going to call your wife. I mean, 20, does she go with? Do you bring your wife?
Yes. I've been married for like 25 years.
Do you find it's improved your life?
Not really. I mean, to me, it was just what she did for a living, which wasn't a prostitute. I just thought it was sort of fair to me. I mean, she was a stripper to survive, for us to survive. And she wasn't brought up that way or in that, you know, she wasn't raised to be that, but just to survive.
You're saying you got married, and in order to make a living, she had to become a stripper. But now we're talking about swinger parties, right? That's a little different. There's no money in that.
I would work
there
all day, and I would go to the clubs. I wouldn't, you know, I didn't go there many times, but when I did go, I was like, this is a party, you know. You got alcohol, and, you know, I'm working like a slave in the heat, and, you know, it's her work, it's a party, and she's making a lot of money.
She's making money what? As a stripper?
Yes.
Okay, but how does that relate to the swinger parties that you say you attend?
Well, I thought it was fair as fair, and I just said...
Richard, how does that relate to the swinger parties you claim you go to?
Because being a dancer, sometimes it's touching, and it's an intimate sort of thing, if you're...
Yeah, but I'm saying, but now that's different than going with your wife to a wife-swapping party, isn't it?
Well, then later on, I said, look at this ad at this club. Okay, they used to have a lot of clubs around here. And I'm like, let's go. And so we went, and from there, you know, as time went on, I mean, we got to meet people. It's very impersonal.
Are you saying it's a swinger club?
Yeah, they had clubs here. They still do, as far as I know.
Okay, so do you have children, Richard?
I have a 25-year-old daughter, but she doesn't live at home.
All right, so in other words, you're a married couple, basically you're no children around, and to spice up your life, you go into these wife-swapping clubs, is that it? And it hasn't affected you negatively?
We've been doing this for a long time. So then, I wasn't happy, and we stopped going to the clubs for years.
Yeah.
And then I told her I wanted a divorce,
Wait a minute, you're confusing me and my audience. You went to this wife-swapping scene for 20 years, then you decided it was no good?
We weren't hardcore. Some people, they...
That sounds like President Obama listening to Reverend Wright for 20 years, then saying he didn't believe him.
Well,
it's like, you know, Obama sat in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years and heard the anti-American screed and then said, I didn't hear a word he said. So what made you change your mind? What, you just got too old for it? You got tired?
Well, a lot of times the guys have baggage. In other words, there's like a man and a woman, they want to be with a good-looking woman, see? And the other guy is ignored, okay? And I...
So you're saying you were left out of the action?
Well, I wasn't left out, but I wasn't, you know...
All right, I get the picture. In other words, your wife had all the fun.
Yeah, and I had...
What did you expect to happen? You take an ex-stripper wife to a swinging club, and you think they're going to come over to you and say, Richard, I'd love to be with you?
Well,
all right, thanks for that. That's a great call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN.
Here's a vote. Traffic, Pleasanton, northbound 680 north of Bernal. A car went off the roadway into a tree and now involves a fatality. The right lane is blocked. Traffic backed up into Fremont, getting reports of two-hour commutes over the Sunol grade. You might want to think about 880 up to 580 instead. Southbound 880 Llewellyn, earlier crash is clear, but traffic backed up into Oakland from 980 as you head down to about Davis. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, still very slow from the metering lights into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year is going to cost us a little more than last year in terms of these crazy economic policies, but the question is how much? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a special luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Again, Tuesday the 16th, the Hilton in Pleasanton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's Santana Row in San Jose, both at noon for lunch, free, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is here, and that means hot weather, lots of sun, lots of time in the pool, and all of those things are bad for your hair. The chlorine makes it dry and brittle. The sun makes it break. All of these things can be reversed by Ovation Cell Therapy. Last summer, my hair was a disaster. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like if I ran my fingers through it, I was going to get a handful, and I did. And then I found Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was already noticing my hair becoming longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. And you can feel the same, too. Just go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. And girls, this is not just for you, it's for the guys as well. Again, just go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
All right, look, I realize this is an off-the-topic for, like, a so-called conservative talk show, but I've never been one of those stick-in-the-mud, you know, like, Republican National Committee yakkers. So what do you want from me? It's summertime. And by the way, you could argue that what I'm talking about now, you know, swinging or wife swapping or whatever, is a constitutional right. If you want me to talk about the Constitution, it's in the Constitution. It says you shall have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ha, 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 ha. Now, I'm just doing that to pull your chain. But that's not a bad topic, really. And it's summertime, that's all. And the men, it's an interesting. I could talk about the plane crash with the blinding by light. Marriage is a rigged game. There are other things that are Muslim-related. They're all very bad. Suspect in long-awaited Fort Hood murder trial tells potential jurors he supports Taliban. That's the Associated Liars at the AP, not reminding you that it was a Muslim major, Nidal Hassan, who shot 13 people to death and injured 36 wounded. He is now representing himself. This has gone on now for 4 years. 2009. 4 years he's not been hung yet or executed. And he's now rigging the system with this now, saying he supports the Taliban. He's actually calling jurors to see who he wants as a jury. It's beyond belief what he's doing to this country. It's unbelievable. You know that in your father's day he would have been shot a long time ago. He would have been given a trial within 30 days, taken out and put next to a telephone pole, blindfolded and shot by 13 of his army peers. But he's making a mockery of the United States of America. American-born Muslim. It's unbelievable to me. Serving as his own attorney. It gets worse by the day. That's why I'd rather talk about swinging and wife swapping than talk about the president telling us how wonderful the world really is. It's the sound.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Hi, everybody. This is Michael Savage with the summer.
Does
the
summer your memo?
It's the summer mood with the summer shows. We're not going to be hammering you about the Bill of Rights. We're not going to falsely put on George Washington's hat and uniform and pretend we're leading a revolution. We're going to entertain you this summer. I'll give you all the news, views, and reviews that you can stand, but it's summertime. And tonight we're talking about a few topics, including the shocking story that just came out claiming that the I can't believe it, that omega-3 fish oil supplements increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer. Now, I don't believe most of these studies put out by these Fred Hutchinsons and all these institutes. Most of them are deeply tied into the pharmaceutical industry and want you to stop taking supplements and they want you to start taking medication. I know that for a fact. But I will read the article and get back to you on this subject when I think I can give you an intelligent analysis of this article, because I, on the face of it, don't believe it. They did the same thing with vitamin C, and I know that they made it up because I read the data. They did the same thing to debunk vitamin E. I know they made it up because they were using the alpha tocopherol, not mixed tocopherols. They were using low dosage of your vitamin E. God knows why they do it. They have no scruples whatsoever in most cases. So I'm not going to jump to conclusions. One day salt is good for you, then it's bad for you. One day fish is good for you, then it's bad for you. One day coffee's a killer, then it's bad for you. Then eggs are bad for you, now they're good for you. The people don't know what to believe anymore. So I'll try to navigate through this for myself, and then I'll tell you what I conclude for myself, because I'm a food, fanatic, and I'm a nutrition fanatic. The thing that you have to understand about this, and I'm going to move on from this article, is this, okay? Your cells are replicating at all times. Your healthy cells are replicating all the time. You know, like you slough off skin cells, right, when you take a bath or whatever. Well, your cells then replicate. But cancerous cells also replicate. They replicate at a much faster rate. So the fact is that while we all have mutated DNA that our immune system can deal with when we're healthy, our immune systems become weakened as a result of radiation, sun, X-rays, bacteria, viruses, inflammation. So our immune systems get knocked down. And so our body then cannot deal as well with the mutated DNA. Well, that's an issue for us. So vitamins which we take in, no matter what they may be, supplements, vitamins, do not know whether they're going to be picked up or absorbed by healthy, fast-replicating cells or very fast-replicating cancerous cells. So it could be that the cancerous cells are consuming the fish oils and growing as a result. See, that's the downside of it. You know, you could be feeding your cancer cells by taking these very, very interesting supplements. There's a possibility of that. There's no question about that. And people are frightened, and they want to do the best they can, but you have to look back on human evolution. For eons, people didn't take vitamins, did they? And so now we're taking vitamins, aren't we? Yes, well, okay, here we are. Now let's go on to the real topic at hand, which is wife swapping, swinging couples, courts for divorce, the divorce horror stories, and that nature. I'm not going to beat you up at the Bill of Rights. I will not do it. Let's go to Michelle in Florida on WFTL. Michelle, go ahead, please. What's your story? Michelle.
Michael, I used to work in a swingers club.
What'd you do?
I was a door girl.
What does a door girl do in a swingers club? You swing the door open?
I sat at the door and I took people's money.
Okay, so what was it like? I mean, without getting graphic.
What was it like?
I mean, did people go there on a regular basis or did it always burn them out? Wasn't it the woman was really the one who was desired, not the guy?
Usually, yes.
In your experience, did it end marriages or save marriages?
I'm sorry?
In your experience, I don't know if you had any way to know this, did it end marriages or save marriages?
I would say that it usually ended marriages. There are some people that have been doing it for years, but I think it was usually a last-ditch effort to save a marriage.
Ah, okay. When the fizz went out of the soda.
Right.
The fizz went out of the soda. They tried to get the bubbles. They wanted some seltzer put back into the bubbles, into the soda water. It never works, does it?
I would say I'd rather you do it in front of me than behind my back.
Yeah, right. That really makes sense. That doesn't work.
No.
No, human evolution doesn't permit that. That's not something people are made to tolerate, by the way. Not in my knowledge base of, as an anthropologist who's read widely on many subjects, I don't see any society on earth that could encourage such behavior with any degree of sanity. It is not going to help. And now what? You're a born-again Christian with five children?
Me?
Yeah.
I was never a swinger.
Oh, so you were a born-again Christian who was a door girl at a swingers club?
No. I had gone through a divorce, and I didn't have any way to support myself through college.
No, but what, you know, this is an interesting side question, but you listen to the Savage Nation on a regular basis. Why?
I'm sorry?
You listen to my show on a regular basis. Why?
I do, well, because I think that you're well-informed and you're one of the only people out there that's honest about what's going on in the world.
All right, so, but you listen for the politics or for the variety of subjects? I'm just curious. I'm doing a sampling of my audience today.
Ooh, probably both. I would say more the politics.
Okay, so do you find my divergence today to these topics a waste of time?
No.
Oh, thank God you said no. I was hanging in there. I was sweating. Because if a former door girl in a swing club found this topic boring, I'm finished. I'm out of business. All right, thanks for the call. All right, I'll move on. You want hard politics, I'll give you politics. That's all. Light flash blinded pilot. Mysterious flash reported seconds before SF plane crash. You know and I know the government's going to deny it. You and I both know there are lunatics out there with laser beams that could have done this to the poor pilot, right? So what are you going to say about that? There's nothing you could say about it. It's a fact of reality. What else is going on? Let's see what else is in the news. It's not a lot of news. Saudi princess arrested in trafficking case. What'd you expect from Saudis? There's not really much. You can make the news up if you want. I'm going to give you news. I'll give you news. Let's see what's on my website. That'll see if it's real news. I put some good stories up today. Let's see if I can excite your interest with these stories. Department of Justice organized Trayvon protests. Already covered it. Oh, here's a hot one. U.S. sends four more F-16s to Egypt despite Cairo tumult. Can you believe this? Why is Obama sending F-16s and tanks to Egypt at this time? Answer, because either he's a moron, he's corrupt, or he's an Islamist. Choose from A, B, C, or all of the above. Who was the new head of Egypt? Do any of you know the answer to that? Mohammed al-Baradi. You say, who cares about it? You know what? I think I'll give you a little primer on who the new head of Egypt is, because I actually covered it in Trickle Down Tyranny, now available in paperback. Yes, you can go buy the book and do yourself a favor. Do you know that al-Baradi was handpicked to run Egypt after the Muslim Brotherhood was thrown out, right? And you say, oh, that's a good thing. Wow, that's great. They got rid of all those. See, I haven't covered this yet, but you're going to get a shocker now. Gee, that's great. They got rid of those real extremists in the Muslim Brotherhood. I feel much better because the new head of Egypt is a moderate. Is he? You remember the name Mohammed al-Baradi? Well, go to pages 157 to 159 in Trickle Down Tyranny and reread what I wrote for you about that. Because it turns out that al-Baradi is a puppet of George Soros. Now, what does that have to do with what's going to happen next? Would you like me to give you a little hint? I'll give you a little hint. Here's my little hint. Many of you assume that the Muslim Brotherhood, as run by Mr. Morsi, was an extremist organization. Well, the Muslim Brotherhood is an extremist organization. By any account, any fair-minded person would know that they're very extreme and very anti-Western, anti-Semitic, etc., very anti-woman, anti-homosexual. But we don't know who Morsi was, do we? I believe Morsi, it turns out, was extremely, extremely friendly toward the United States of America, despite what he was saying to placate the radicals within the Muslim Brotherhood. I think that Morsi was playing ball with the Obama administration. And I believe that the reason Obama has said we're not going to recognize the new group in Egypt is because a couple of reasons. If he calls it a coup, by law, he has to stop sending the F-16s and the tanks. That's number one. So given that he's a lawyer who always parses the truth, he will not call a coup. So he says, no, it wasn't a coup. Well, it was a coup. So then who is al-Baradi? He's actually more radical than Morsi. See, this is something people don't know yet. It's very hard to understand what goes on in the Middle East, never mind in the Arab world, especially now. Most of us are not experts on it. I don't consider myself an expert, but I consider myself a fairly good analyst. And my analysis tells me that Morsi was the devil we know, and al-Baradi is the devil we don't know. And I also think that the reason the U.S. under Obama is freaked out over the al-Baradi appointment, meaning the rise of the so-called overthrow of Morsi, is because you're going to see more extremism now than you did before under Morsi. That is similar to the fact that Yasser Arafat, although going back now in time, although he was extremely murderous and very dangerous, I believe at a certain point he was working with the United States government. I have no reason to know that for a fact. I'm simply speaking from the point of view of an analyst. Let's say I work for an intelligence agency and I'm sitting in a room with you guys. I would say it's a likely possibility that although he was extreme, he kept some of the more extreme elements under control. Okay? He was a charismatic leader. And I'll tell you the same thing. It was the same with Gaddafi. Again, although he was an extremist, he was not as extreme as it could have been, as you're about to see in Libya. and so forth and so on. And so I think, therefore, you're going to be quite horribly shocked to find out that although you're now celebrating the overthrow, so-called, of Morsi and the so-called Muslim Brotherhood, you're going to soon wake up to find out that it has now morphed into something much more deadly and virulent under the new head of Egypt named al-Baradei. And I don't want to spell out the details for you, but you can find it in Trickle Down Tyranny on pages 157 and through 159. Let me read you just a few pieces here. Remember, he's the man who was the nuclear inspector, al-Baradei. You may want to know who that was. He was the nuclear inspector for Iran, right? That's who you remember him. al-Baradei is the guy who led the inspection of Iran's nuclear program when he was the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. You may remember some of that, right? And yet he called for everyone to take a timeout regarding the Iranian nuclear issue. In other words, he was an apologist for Iran's development of nuclear weapons. And he tried to go slow on looking into Iran. Okay? But who else? What else do we know about him? Let me read you what I wrote. al-Baradei's pro-Islamist, anti-Israel agenda has made him a perfect mouthpiece for George Soros and the spread of the Soros doctrine in the Middle East. In fact, he's on the board of Soros' International Crisis Group, and he was handpicked by Soros to be his representative in Egypt. On January 18, 2011, before the uprising in Egypt had begun, al-Baradei, in what was a veiled call to action for Islamists, warned that, quote, a Tunisia-style explosion could occur in Egypt. Obama wasn't standing idly by while all this was happening. Would you like to hear a little bit more? Because there's a lot more. After Mubarak was thrown out of office, al-Baradei emerged as a key figure in a shadow parliament that formed in Egypt. Shall I read on? The list of people on the board of directors of the ICG, along with al-Baradei, reads like a who's who of international anti-American, anti-Israel zealots. It includes Javier Solana, one of the most powerful figures in the European Union. Footnote, he also was the man who destroyed Serbia. Because of his Marxist sympathies and his support for the regime of Cuba's Fidel Castro, Solana was at one time on the United States subversives list. He was a good friend of Bill Clinton, by the way. Former Clinton administration National Security Advisor Sandy Berger, who once smuggled incriminating documents out of the National Archives by hiding them in his clothing, is another board member. You hearing this? As is General Wesley Clark, once fired from his NATO command position. Do you think that the people's uprising in the Middle East were being staged by Arabs seeking truly democratic governments? Do you think that the people of Tunisia and Egypt share the same belief in the effectiveness of nonviolent protest that the wide-eyed innocents in the Obama administrations hold? Let me set you straight. And I'll pause right there. It's all in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, a book way ahead of its time, a prophet in his own time, and so forth and so on. Read the quote. This is one of the most prophetic books written in our time. And I highly recommend that you reread it if you own it, or go to a bookstore and just look at pages 156 through 157, and you'll find out why Michael Savage was right then, is right now, and is right here. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com. And Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hey, Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Summer is here, and that means hot weather, lots of sun, lots of time in the pool, and all of those things are bad for your hair. The chlorine makes it dry and brittle. The sun makes it break. All of these things can be reversed by Ovation Cell Therapy. Last summer, my hair was a disaster. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged. It basically looked like if I ran my fingers through it, I was going to get a handful, and I did. And then I found Ovation Cell Therapy, and within the first few washes, I was already noticing my hair becoming longer, stronger, healthier, and shinier just within the first few washes. And you can feel the same, too. Just go to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. And girls, this is not just for you. It's for the guys as well. Again, just go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout, and you will get a special introductory offer.
Of unlicensed refrigeration contractors and backyard mechanics. There's only one company that stands above the rest. All Temp Refrigeration. From restaurants and catering companies to cafeterias and liquor stores. For commercial refrigeration, repairs, and maintenance service. People who know use All Temp Refrigeration. Call 1-800-COOL-AID or on the web at 1-800-COOL-AID.com. Rated E for everyone, serving the entire Bay Area.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York City to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of the featured gourmet products. Recipes will be judged by Ramekins Culinary School and Chef Ryan Scott. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York, courtesy of Southwest Airlines. These fine gourmet products can be found at Nugget Markets and Raley's. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
You know, so I mixed it up tonight. I went from swinger couples and wife swapping to prostate cancer. I have the original study on the prostate cancer, and I found out what's wrong with the report. It's all BS. As you'd expect from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, which is a government organ. I will tell you why that study is flawed. That's number one. I can't do it now. And on the line with us are several callers who were swingers. One had a wife who left them for another woman. Hello. He'll be on with us. And another one who's going to talk about it. If you care to join us on any of these topics, the phone number is 855-400-7282. It's, you know, you wanted politics. I gave you real hardcore, heavy-duty, 50,000-pound 50,000 pounds of lead politics. I gave you the Al-Baradei appointment in Egypt, which I wrote 2 years ago. So if you don't think I can do that, you're mistaken. I can float like a butterfly or sting like me. 855-400-7282, whatever you want to do. You're not in summer school. You aren't left back. You don't have to listen to a history lesson on the Bill of Rights. I'll be right
back.
Join
the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Four Asiana Airline Flight 214 passengers are still listed in critical condition. There are now questions about why the pilots delayed an evacuation order after the crash. And meanwhile, repairs could begin within 24 hours to get the runway back in use. The NTSB provided another update this afternoon. Officials are looking at a temporary fix for cracked seismic safety bolts that may allow the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge to open as scheduled on Labor Day. But they said at a meeting today that more work is needed to vet the proposed temporary fix. Toll Bridge Oversight Committee members said work on the permanent repair is still scheduled to be finished by December 10th. Taking a look at the roadways, we still have an accident northbound 680 north of Bernal Road in Pleasanton, right lane block, fatality involved. Traffic still backed up to the Sinol grade, although it is starting to get a little bit better as the time wears on. Still sluggish as you make your way on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge into San Francisco as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows and Solar, the number one window replacement company in California.
When Bill and I started American Vision Windows 13 years ago, we never dreamed of becoming number one. We just wanted our customers to have a better experience than we did.
We set out to revolutionize the home improvement industry one customer at a time by offering the highest quality products, expert installation, and unmatched customer service.
Bill and I want to extend a special thank you to our team for their hard work and dedication, but most of all, to you, our customer.
Thank you for making American Vision Windows the number one company in California. We look forward to the opportunity to serve you.
Call American Vision Windows now and receive free installation. Plus, for a limited time, they'll pay the tax on your windows. Call 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and Solar.
Call now to receive free installation. Plus, American Vision Windows will pay the tax on your windows. 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343. CSLB number 77832.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. a crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the summer version. This is not summer school. School's out for the summer. But you want heavy politics? I gave you heavy politics. You want a light topic? I gave you a light topic. Now, I got to go back to one of the heavy-duty news stories, which is that allegedly fish oils increase your risk of prostate cancer, right? That's frightening. Now, every other day you see another scare article one way or the other. So let's look at that for a minute because I went and got the original article. Top of Drudge study, omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase risk of prostate cancer by 70%. So that comes to us from the Mail Online, which is a scandal sheet out of England, right? Well, I went and got during the break the actual study from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Plasma phospholipid fatty acids and prostate cancer risk in the SELECT trial. So you read it, and it was done amongst 834 men. Say, okay, that's a fair sample, not that large, but not that small. But you want to hear the next line? Case subjects were 834 men diagnosed with prostate cancer, of which 156 had high-grade cancer. So what does that tell you? What they're telling you is that they're not studying people who did not yet develop or may not yet develop prostate cancer who are taking fish oil supplements. What they're telling you is that these are men with prostate cancer who may have started taking the omega-3 fish oils after they were diagnosed with prostate cancer. So the study has no validity whatsoever as far as I am concerned. And this is what is now passing for peer-reviewed literature in the politicized world in which we live. The scientists are like prostitutes. In fact, you get a better buy for your buck from a hooker than you do from most government scientists today because they're all bought out by the chemical and drug industry. End of story. Let's move on. However, I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm hedging my bet in the following manner. Since tonight's show will end in approximately an hour and a half, I'm thinking of dinner. And while I would normally order fish for dinner, I'm not going to have fish because of this study. In fact, I'm now going to enjoy the opposite of fish. I'm going to order a beef tongue, which I haven't had in months because I've been on a super low cholesterol diet. I'm now going to enjoy beef tongue, which was a staple in my home at least once a week when my mother was still cooking. And that's the end of it. I'm hedging my bet, you see. In other words, since fish oils, although I don't think are related to prostate cancer, I'm going to cut down on the fish because I already had fish for lunch, and I got a terrible reaction from the farm-raised salmon that I get from the Japanese restaurant on a daily basis. You can't win. I was raised on meat for breakfast, meat for lunch, meat for dinner. It was horrible, right? Horrible diet. But now that I'm eating fish to beat the band, my skin turns red. I break out from it, but I know it's good for me. It's so good for me, my skin turns red from it. Probably the farm raised, the chemicals, right? You go into these restaurants, the sliver of poor salmon that they give you. I can't fish every day before the show. You know what I mean? I'm not from Groton Seafood. I don't have the outfit. I'm not going to fish for halibut in the bay before dinner. I know that you'd like me to do before the show. Mike was out on his boat fishing for halibut. No. So I go to the restaurant like everyone else. I'm getting the farm raised salmon. What is it? Pesticides thrown into the tank, the fish bed, antibiotics, growth hormones. A disgusting choice. It's like a Hobson's choice we have. So you eat fish and you get poisoned. So I'm going back to meat and potatoes for the night. I really want to sleep, that's all. I may even throw in a beer to top it off. Virginia Beach, Sue, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Have a short comment. Enjoying your summer radio show, your swapping segment is hysterically funny and entertaining.
You mean the wife swapping segment? It's not offensive.
I'm sorry?
It's not offensive?
No, it's funny, hysterical. And one more thing, laughter is one thing Obama hasn't taken away from us yet. I'm just...
Listen, I have an opinion on that, too. One of the reasons that the New World Order has encouraged, never mind cracked down on, rampant, insane sex is because that's how they enslave the populations in the Western world. In other words, by releasing pornography, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, in other words, is actually what they want the people to engage in so they can continue to take away our freedoms. In other words, our real freedoms are being stolen on a daily basis by this gang. And what they do is they encourage you to take it out in these manners in order to think you're free. But as George Orwell said, those who scream, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, he can hear their chains rattling. It's the same today as it's been in the 1930s. So don't be deceived. The, quote, sexual freedom that people are, quote, enjoying is actually part of the government's plan to dope you up on sexual freedom. Thanks for the call. That's my opinion. Now let's go on to the callers. The swinger callers are interesting. And here we have one from Atlanta, Georgia. Alan, you're on the Savage Nation. Tell us your swinger story. Alan, are you there? He's gone. And when you hit a squeak job, you're finished. We have any more of the swing jobs here? Okay, what? Yeah, okay. WABC Joe, swinger call. Go ahead, please.
Michael, hi. Joe from New York. It's good to be with you. I love your show. Real quick on the swinging thing, I just wanted to point out that, and I have done a bit of it. I haven't done a lot of it, but I can tell you I'm 57. And usually when it's older folks like my age, it's really more of two people that get, you know, couples that get together, they're friends, and they develop a good friendship. They know that it's headed towards a swinging relationship, but it usually doesn't start that way. And then hopefully...
Really? It's not embarrassing? I mean, the women are happy to engage in it in their 50s plus?
Yeah. They are.
Doesn't it create jealousies between the men or between the women? Don't they get jealous of each other?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not even close. And oftentimes the men even enjoy watching their wives be with other men. It's not really that unusual.
Yeah, well, it depends on what kind of men you're talking about. I don't know that to be something that most men would want to watch.
Well, to be very honest with you, sometimes they are trying to save their marriage.
And that saves the marriage? Seeing your wife with another man, that saves the marriage?
It doesn't save the marriage. It just frees them up to have their own sexual pleasure.
I'd rather have a tongue sandwich tonight, frankly, with boiled potatoes.
Well,
it's safer. It's safer. There's no ramifications. After the show is over, I think I'm going to have a tongue with boiled potatoes and some vegetables and a beer and watch a movie. I mean, no, come on. I mean, really, are you serious? You really engage in this and you don't ever stay awake at night wondering if your wife likes Joe better than you?
No.
Okay. Did you have children? Regular family?
Oh, sure. Yeah. In fact,
come on, Joe. Come on, you're making this thing up, aren't you? Come on.
No, I'm really not. In fact, most of the people that we have had swinging relationships with have very successful children and have had very successful careers or currently do. You would never know. If you were to see them in the supermarket, you'd never know they were swinging.
No, you don't know anything about the next person. That's true. Look. Sexuality, first of all, let me define myself. People say, what are they? All misidentify me. I'm a sexual libertarian. I've said that from day one. People have tried to categorize me as some Neanderthal. But sexually, I think people are so unique, and people's sexuality is so remarkably bizarre and unique that I pay no attention to what the other person does. I'm not interested in it, okay? That's number one. However, there is human nature involved, and it's very interesting to have a show that touches on this because it's not something we normally talk about. How did you drift from being a normally heterosexual monogamous couple into this so-called lifestyle of swinging or wife swapping?
What's more interesting, though, about it is when you get into this subject more, you find that it's really so driven by the Internet, it's not even funny. I mean, the different sites on the Internet allow people to focus down on exactly what it is they're looking for.
So, and, but politically, since you listen to my show, shall I assume you are somewhat conservative?
I'm extremely conservative.
Okay, so, you know, there's a definition that I created about 7 years ago. I tried to develop this idea of conservative libertarian, conservative libertines. I don't think people understood what I was trying to say, because there's a stereotype. Oh, liberals are wild and crazy, and they really, you know, get down, and they really enjoy themselves. And conservatives are stuck in the mud. They go to hymnals every evening, and they read the Bible. That's such nonsense. That's such a stereotype. The fact of the matter is that your sexuality has almost nothing to do with your politics. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. No question.
In fact, I would argue that many of the most liberal people on the earth are the most sexually hung up, frustrated people on the planet. And that's one of the reasons they become psychotic control freaks and go into the feral government. I'll do a Freudian. You're laughing because it's, you know what, laughter is a release when you hear the truth. You take a look at most of these creeps in the feral government, you know that they're hung up sexually, and they get their rocks off on controlling other people.
Is there anybody in particular that you have in mind?
Oh, yes, I can name quite a few who meet the bill. They scare me to my core. They're like Nazis in the Obama administration. They remind me of pictures I've seen in the concentration camps. That's half the people running his departments. They look like people who were oven stuffers in World War II. We're not too far away from it. They're monsters. And that's what really worries me. I'd rather that they were swingers rather than these control freaks.
They'd hurt less people.
I guarantee you they'd hurt fewer people.
And it would cost...
I'm not exactly getting to the point of if it feels good, do it, nor am I telling people what to do or what not to do, because I got to go back. You know, you're touching on something. You're politically conservative, but you're sexually a libertine. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's probably about, you know, two-thirds of the people I know. Yeah, it's...
All right. Well, it actually makes sense.
The internet.
So we're now going to redefine American politics. Liberals are sexually uptight. The women liberals are frigid. Men liberals are so bizarre they can't find a woman, so they take it out in politics. That's the new stereotype we're going to profess to be the norm here on the Savage Nation. But I myself have to go back to what my dearly departed mother once said on this radio show. I wish we had the tape. How long have you been listening, Joe? A couple of years, months, whatever? Joe, how many years have you listened to my show?
On and off a few years.
Many years ago, while my mother was still alive, she passed away 8 years ago. She was 87 years old, living in Florida. I had her on the show. We were talking about a number of things, and I blindsided her, so I thought. And I asked her a question. I said, Mom, to what do you owe your longevity? Now, she was not an educated woman. So I thought for a minute I embarrassed her by using the word longevity. You know, I didn't say long life. She was a very simple, honest woman. But she set me up. That's where I got it from. So she says to me, in my case, and I say yes. This is on live radio. She says, in my case, I say yes. She says, no sex. I mean, she brought the house down. People remember that line. To this day, I get emails on that. What does she mean? My father, may he rest in peace, died in 1970. She never remarried. She never dated. And guess what? She didn't die curled up like a prune 3 years later from a lack of let's do it in the road. She didn't need it. You know, not everybody needs to have sex every 2 minutes. They're not like you, Joe. Joe, you may be a very, very sick man. It could be you're very sick. I'm just pulling your leg. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. His skin was always yellow because it oozed so horribly. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the probiotic. Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you can get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of your metal-on-metal hip implant, resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339.
Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Hello, all you conservative swingers out there. Talking is something you can't do judiciously unless you keep in practice. And keep in practice I have these 19 years. Again, this is not summer school. School's out for the summer. You're not going to be beaten up with too much of the political. I mean, we got to do politics when it's important. I gave you the El Baradi story from Trickle Down Tyranny. The rest of the show, we've been talking about, you know, lifestyle things, why men don't want to get married anymore, because the whole thing has been rigged against them by the lawyers, by the feminists. Some men say, who the heck needs it? Okay? I need it. I need children so they can take the children away from me and throw me in jail. I don't want it. So thank you very much, you lawyers. You've destroyed the world that we know. Now, we then moved on to wife swapping or swinging, which apparently is on the upswing, according to one article. I don't know anyone who's engaged in it, but if obviously it happens. People are engaging in it. And because, you see, a lot of the gay lifestyle is drifting over into the heterosexual world. However you want to look at it, that's what's going on. So they say that open relationships tend to refer to gay pairs that permit both partners to play around. So now they're trying to say that it's something that heteros should do as well, because it's light and fun. But they don't tell you the whole story. The whole story is that chlamydia rates, gonorrhea rates, are extremely high amongst the swingers and pretty low amongst people who don't engage in such, let us say, lasciviousness. And you should know that. They're not going to tell you this. You know, the mores of today are do if it feels good, do it. So whatever it's worth. But as I said, my mother, you know, she was from the old world, never remarried. My father died in 1970, and she had a guy they brought around in the group. I won't mention his name. He was a nice, schmecky guy, but he had a union job, a union pension. I thought she should have married him. An apartment in Manhattan today must be worth a fortune. She wasn't interested. She married my aunt. My uncle died. No, he was a nice guy. I liked him. But my mother never got remarried. She didn't need it. She said, what do I need him for? He's going to bother me. I have to clean his underwear. No, she's very clear about it. She said, who needs him around me? She had a nice little house. She had a little money. She lived to 86, 88, God bless her, without a man bothering her. So, you know, different different unstrokes for different folks. I'm just trying to have a good time here, too. You know, I mean, you can go crazy looking at the news. The news can eat your heart out. Oh, then with the omega fatty acid story, don't get freaked out. Just, you know, oh, headline. Omega fatty acids, fish oils, related to increased by 70% increased risk of prostate cancer. Well, my PhD, for whatever it's worth, whether you want to believe me or anyone else, I have one of the best PhDs you could ever get. Interdisciplinary PhD, University of California at Berkeley, 1978. And one of my fields of study was epidemiology, so I can read the literature. So I went and got the real article rather than the screaming, you know, article from the Sun. And I have to repeat again, before you rush and throw your pills in the toilet, I looked at the study in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, Plasma Phospholipid Fatty Acids and Prostate Cancer Risk in the Select Trial, and I believe this is the study. I'll look into it further tonight after the tongue sandwich, thank you. And if you read the study, they're looking at the people who have already been diagnosed with prostate cancer and their serum fish oil levels, to make it simple for you. Case subjects were 834 men diagnosed with prostate cancer, of which 156 had high-grade cancer. So then they look at the plasma levels of phospholipids, and they say, aha, look at that. What does it tell you? It tells you that a lot of these guys were diagnosed with cancer, and then they started taking massive doses of fish oils. They thought it would help them, to help, you know, rid their body of the prostate cancer. But in fact, the opposite was true. Because once you have a cancer, you do have to modify your nutrient intake. If you've been on mega nutrients, you have to really rethink it all, with the exception of ascorbic acid or vitamin C. I can guarantee you that Linus Pauling, one of the greatest geniuses of all time, had it right. And the hacks in the pharmaceutical medical complex were put there specifically to debunk Pauling with flawed studies, particularly the faulty Mayo Clinic with flawed studies telling you vitamin C was of no use whatsoever. It's rubbish. I can tell you that I saved a World War II veteran who was given up for the dead. In the VA hospital here in San Francisco, he had grapefruit-sized tumors under his arms. They sent him home to die. And I put him on the Pauling protocol and other nutrients 30 years ago, and he's still walking the earth. Is one case enough? It is for me. Okay, here we go on michaelsavage.com for Wednesday, July 11th, 2013. Did you hear that the SF plane crash pilot said he was briefly blinded by a mysterious flash of light just 34 seconds before impact? That's the Chinese pilot who was making his approach said he was blinded. Now, of course, they're going to sweep that under the table because that would no doubt indicate that there was real terrorism at work. And we can't have that, can we? Obama hails the Muslim holiday of whatever as a symbol of tolerance for other faiths. Really? Tell that to all the Christians being killed in Egypt. Muslim bomber on trial in Boston massacre. That's the Sarnoff brothers. There were people outside cheering free him, saying he's a good boy. They should all be arrested. Vigilante justice amid persecution of Christians are forcing Christians to flee Egypt. And we're sending them more F-16s and tanks. I swear to God. Cannibal who killed a homeless man found not guilty by reason of insanity. Take a look at a picture of him on michaelsavage.com. Well, you wouldn't want to take him to dinner. Let's put it to you that way. He ate the man's brain and eyes. Those of you who like Obamacare, well, there goes my tea. A dead patient awoke as doctors were preparing to remove her organs. You hear this? It's a good thing the death panels aren't in place. Well, my tea is running, so I better finish up these stories quickly on michaelsavage.com. Model electrocuted after peeing on subway rail. Well, what a loss to humanity he would be. What else is in the news? Stuff that you'd be interested in, I suppose. Let's see. Let's go to the bottom. See if there's anything new. Man with 140-pound testicles unhappy with removal surgery after operation leaves him with one-inch penis. Maybe that will interest you on the Savage Nation. I don't think you care very much about the U.S. Constitution. Did you see the story on the right side, third down? Michael Savage is being called the king of digital radio. Really? How could that be? Well, data doesn't lie. The 25 top talk shows ranks Michael Savage as number one over Rush Limbaugh, then Glenn Beck. All the others fall down below them. Now you say, well, what does that mean? It was based on a poll sample of 869,144 listeners. That's a huge pool of listeners. It's an accurate reportage, and there it is. So I'm doing a topic now on why men don't get married. Okay, and you're calling on that. Then we're talking about horror stories, women and child horror stories, women and family court horror stories. But I'm going to bring in something new, which is this issue of swinging couples. The websites are trying to push heterosexual couples into following the homosexual lifestyle by getting into a swinging lifestyle, which they, I'm reading right what they say. They're pushing now open relationships in this article. And then they quote so-called psychologists from the Open University in England. You know what that must be. The Open University in England is like a cesspool. And it says, open relationships tend to refer to gay pairs that permit both partners to play around without getting too emotionally involved. But then they're trying to tell heteros to have fun and do the same thing. And then you read on and they, how they do it and this and that, wife swapping. And it says, no matter what you call it, there's no denying this alternative lifestyle. I guess that's like sleeping with a dog. That'll soon be an alternative lifestyle, is on the upswing. You have to read the whole article to find out how high the disease rate is among swingers. They actually put that in the article. And it says, no doubt, and not surprisingly, swingers develop more STDs than non-swingers. Gee, I suppose your mother taught you that, right? Especially if they're older women. According to a 2010 study of visitors to a Dutch clinic, which provides free screening and treatment, among straight women over the age of 45, about 18% of the swingers tested positively for chlamydia, gonorrhea, or both, compared to only 4% of women who did not sleep with other partners or swing. Of the straight male swingers in that age group, 10% tested positively for those diseases, compared to only 2% of non-swingers. Then they go on to say this lifestyle won't save a bad marriage. They call it a lifestyle, in other words. And I'll let it go at that. Everything to them is a lifestyle. I was reading that article with interest because I then started to read some of the comments. And a blogger named Seaport Sergio wrote this. He said, and this is, it was so brilliant I had to print it out. If I were another talk show host, I would just rip this off and make believe I said it. But I tend to give credit where credit is due. I don't know this guy, but he wrote it so well, I'll tell you. I don't know the guy. Listen to what he said. Men who will actually allow their wives or girlfriends to have sex with another guy are an evolutionary novelty. The male reproductive system is set up in such a way that 99% of all sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. Thank God. Guys, go, guys. In addition, the male brain is still very much the same as it was 200,000 years ago when it was totally acceptable and understood that sleeping with another man's mate was an invitation to getting killed or at least horribly injured. There are several important considerations that have kept most women faithful from the Pleistocene to the present. Women have always known how brutally aggressive men are when fighting over a female. And also, women have always known that if a man had any reason to question his paternity, then he would completely abandon both her and the baby whose paternity was uncertain. So the loss of resources and parental assistance in rearing her offspring helped most women evolve to be faithful to one man. In prehistoric times and today, it is harder for a woman with children to attract a new man than a woman with no children. So it was in a woman's best interest to be faithful to a man, at least until her children were old enough to fend for themselves. Birth control and the sexual revolution that followed are an extremely new phenomena to the human mind. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. See, I can learn a lot from bloggers. I mean, you shouldn't dismiss all bloggers as idiots. They're people. Some of them are brilliant. Don't be so quick to think that most people no longer have the mate-guarding hardwiring that has kept couples faithful and intact for eons. It's very well done. I had no idea that 99% of sperm cells are designed to attack and kill sperm cells from another man. There's something interesting about that that I'll have to spend a little time thinking about. But it leads to the next set of questions. And I did this one in a related way. I'll just throw the question out there. Do you engage in wife swapping? Have you ever engaged in this creepy lifestyle? It's on the upswing. Are you a swinger? Do you go to parties over dinner and drinks to throw keys in a bowl? Do you look for, well, you know what I'm talking. I don't have to get into the details. You're a married couple. Do you do a thing like this? How has it affected your life? And the reason I'm doing this is because it's a fascinating summer topic. And, you know, about 2 months ago, I was at the local radio station on a Friday night. I got into one of my nighttime moods, and I asked another question that was somewhat bizarre, and it led to a very interesting talk show, which is what this is. It's a talk show. I am not a politician. I am not running for office. I am an ordinary American with my own view of the world. And this is a day-in and day-out job, 5 days a week. I've been doing it for 19 years. So to me, politics are important, but up to a point. So I'm asking you another question. That night on that show, I asked this question. And it was, I was reading about men who were married to women who were prostitutes. They were married with children, and their wives actually went to work as hookers, in other words, and then came home, changed their clothes, put on the teddy bear pajamas, and assumed the role of being a wife. And I had a guy call who swore his wife did this, and it was a fascinating show, and it was good talk radio. So I'm hoping that this will be good talk radio, meaning, you know, marriage and family court horror stories, number two, numero dos, the swinger job. I mean, have you ever done it? Have you been into it? Has it affected your marriage positively, negatively? Have you gotten a disease from it? Have you gotten shot from it? Have you gotten beaten up from it? I mean, did your wife leave you because she met, whatever. And you're not limiting it to women. I mean, men basically are the cheaters in society. That's a given. And marriage tends to civilize men to a certain extent, with great strain for the woman and for the man. But marriage was intended for a number of reasons, primarily to create the integrity of the family, to make certain that there was a protector in the home, to protect the women and children from predators. Now, as societies evolve, women have felt more empowered, which is good. And we're not negating the incredible devotion that single mothers, you know, exhibit on a daily basis. They do. It's a great thing to do. But they all would rather have a man around that they could, you know, count on. It's just they can't find someone reliable or someone financially able. So they do it on their own, and that's it. That's okay. I mean, truthfully, in my family, I was told that my grandmother, one of my grandmothers, was a single mother at some point in her life. I never knew that until late in my life. I was surprised to hear it. You know, it's not a long, tragic story, but she was a young woman, God rest her soul. She married a very old, an older man with a lot of money. He died after having a child with her, or two children with her. And then the children from the first marriage cut her out of the inheritance. She wound up with nothing, so she had to support herself. She was a restaurant cook. She was a cleaning lady. I didn't know any of this until I was rather a mature man. So it just shows you, you know, I'm an immigrant son, and, you know, there's a connection between me and people who've toiled from the bottom up. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
My Simple Recipe goes to New York City. Win a trip to New York to see a live taping of your favorite celebrity chef and two other fabulous prizes. Simply enter your recipe, including at least two of our featured gourmet products, like Santa Cruz Lemonade. With over 40 years of experience, Santa Cruz Organic Brands brings you over 60 delicious USDA-certified organic products, from lemonades and juices to peanut butter and applesauce. Whether you're just starting to live an organic lifestyle or made the commitment years ago, Santa Cruz Organic has a range of products for your family's active lifestyle. Look for Santa Cruz Organic at your local retailer and visit SantaCruzOrganic.com to learn more about their products and commitment to sustainability. Live organic. Live Santa Cruz. These and other fine gourmet products can be found at Molly Stone's, Key Markets, Lunardi's, and Nugget Markets. The recipes will be judged by Ramekin's Culinary School. If chosen as the very best, you'll fly to New York courtesy of Southwest Airlines. Go to MySimpleRecipe.com for details. Must be a California resident and minimum 21 years of age.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So, how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Please join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again on Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. How does your financial game plan look right now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pocket? Again, join us Tuesday the 16th at the Pleasanton Hilton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's in Santana Row in San Jose. Both are at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Yesterday we touched on something that touched a lot of raw nerves, and that was about the marriage, the divorce, and custody horror stories that most men are subjected to because of the scourge and plague of feminism in the United States of America. The plague of feminism, and remember, I'm married, I come from a mother, I was not born in an embryonic factory, I have a daughter, and I think women are absolutely wonderful. But the feminist movement is absolutely abominable in terms of what it's done to men in this country. The boys are being mistreated. They've been turned into second-class citizens in our colleges, on television as we talk. But as you're going to learn, many men are now opting out of marriage because they realize, because of the vermin in the legal profession, there's nothing in it for them. Let me read you my newsletter, and you can call me on this marriage thing with your divorce and custody horror stories in a moment. Michael Savage newsletter, July 10th, 2013, Men Now Realize That Marriage Is a Rigged Game. In today's issue, prompted by Dr. Helen Smith's new book, Men on Strike, Why Men Are Boycotting Marriage, Fatherhood, and the American Dream, and Why It Matters, Savage mused on how radically society has changed since the beginning of the so-called Women's Lib movement in the 1960s. Thank you, all you degenerate lawyers, for destroying the family, said Savage, explaining. This is a war on men that was started by feminine mystique author Betty Friedan and the other vile creatures who call themselves feminists. They weren't feminists at all. They weren't out to liberate women. They were out to destroy men. Have they done that? Of course they have. And you women who cannot find a man to settle down with have only your female cohorts to blame. Don't blame the men. Men have awakened to the fact that marriage is a rigged pinball machine. And so the best way to set this up for you to get involved is to play six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. Let us begin with clip number 15 on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Today, more and more men are choosing not to go to school, not to get a job, and not to get married. If similar numbers of women were doing the same, someone would raise the alarm. But since men are the ones opting out, the problem has been mostly met with silence. Some books say that men are just a bunch of lazy, stoner frat boys who are acting immaturely. In reality, men are acting rationally and opting out of education, work, and marriage because in all of these areas, the penalties are high and the rewards are low.
Now let's go to the next, please.
The first reason that men don't want to get married is that they'll lose respect. Today, husbands and fathers are the butts of jokes, and the media constantly portrays them as buffoons and bumbling idiots. The second reason is that they'll lose out on sex. Men who cohabitate with their partner but aren't married have much more sex than their wedded counterparts. Recent studies have also found that cohabitators are happier and more confident than married couples. The third reason that men don't want to get married is that they could lose their children and their money. Men are aware of the dangers of divorce. Men only get custody of their children 10% of the time and overwhelmingly are responsible for paying child support and alimony.
Okay, so we're going to pause there before we continue with six reasons why men are opting out of marriage. And I'm going to invite you to call on this topic alone for a moment. I'd like to hear from men on divorce and custody horror stories, because I don't think America knows the extent of the suffering that men are going through in this country as a result of the rigged system that is called the divorce court. Moreover, the family court is even worse towards men men are accused falsely in most cases of molestation because the rat lawyers tell the wife to make it up in order to make sure that they lose custody. That's the kind of world you live in. The legal system really doesn't exist to a certain extent for most people. If you don't have money, you don't really have a fighting chance in this country. There's no point telling jokes about it. We're talking about issues that are quite serious. But I think human relationships are about as interesting as they get. And as a Nobel Prize-winning chemist once said, when he was asked what goes on inside an atom, he said, what goes on inside an atom is about as complicated as what goes on between people. I'll never forget that. So if you think that human relationships are not complicated, it's obvious that you're not hanging around with people. You're hanging around with, you know, people who are not exhibiting any signs of humanity. Here's a new study that freaked me out. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. Omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase risk of prostate cancer by 70%. I said, what? That can't be. Because I take omega-3s. They've lowered my, they've done a great job on lowering my triglycerides. Then I read this now. Taking omega-3 fish oil supplements may increase the risk of aggressive prostate cancer by 70%. Now, I don't know whether I don't have the study in front of me. The team from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle warned there was really no evidence that taking dietary supplements. Oh, that's nonsense. These groups always put down supplements. They try to push you into drugs. That's number one. However, in this case, the study seems to be valid. I know that the doses were too low. They did the same with vitamin E. The dosages were too low. They were not using mixed tocopherols. They were using alpha tocopherol. So I haven't studied this study to the extent that I can really put my brain around it. However, you know, it's something to look at here. If this is true, that's pretty amazing. Fish oils are a major big business, and omega-3 benefits are set to range from lowering blood pressure and the risk of heart attacks to easing depression and arthritis. And we all know that fish are helpful for us. But the fact is that many ocean-going fish have toxic chemicals in them.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Officials are looking at a temporary fix for a cracked seismic safety bolts that may allow the new eastern span of the Bay Bridge to open as scheduled on Labor Day. But they said at a meeting today that more work is needed to vet the proposed temporary fix. The Toll Bridge Oversight Committee members said work on the permanent repair is still scheduled to be finished by December 10th. A firefighter suffered minor burns while battling a two-story house fire in San Jose this morning. Took crews about 90 minutes to put out the flames on Falls Creek Drive. Three adults and two children escaped but will have to find another place to stay tonight. The injured firefighter was treated at a hospital and then released. Traffic northbound 680 Bernal Road in Pleasanton still have an accident blocking the right lane. Fatality involved there. Traffic still backed up to the top of the Sunol grade. Still a bit sluggish getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge as well. And southbound 680 at Berryessa in San Jose. Some debris there. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars, and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you, too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-637-1275 and claim your free copy. Call 800-637-1275. That's 800-637-1275. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to talk about my friends at Serta Pro Painters. When we last left off, I believe I told you how we had a couple of rooms painted by the good folks at Serta Pro Painters. They were very helpful in getting my husband and I to narrow down our color ideas, come to a solution, and they did a great job. We left for work in the morning, and when we came home, the place was neat and tidy and newly painted. Well, just the rooms they did were neat and tidy. Unfortunately, the rest of the house is still kind of a mess. But it got me thinking. These guys were such pros, we might get them back to do the exterior painting. That needs doing, too. They were so easy to deal with, and they live in our neighborhood. I have this thing about supporting the locals. Even though Serta Pro is the biggest painting company in America, they are also your neighborhood painter. Check them out online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Or call them up at 800-GO-SERTA. We like them because of their personal attention, their professionalism, and how seamless it all was. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. That's very reassuring. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal. Visit SertaPro.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday, because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
All the scandals, the media pushing all of the news that's really not news, right? We're living in the Soviet states of America. It's very easy to miss stories that are going on that the government media doesn't want to talk about. Joining us now from the Washington Times, one of the few newspapers left in America, is Jennifer Harper, to give us her view of stories you may not have seen. Jennifer Harper, welcome back to the Savage Nation. We hear about unemployment numbers all of the time. You found some disturbing data about our veterans.
Well, just like you, Michael, I come across a lot of research and a great deal of statistics, and this is some research that really resonated with me immediately, and I found it very disturbing. There's always a lot of talking about unemployment numbers. Oh, 7% of us are unemployed, 8% of us are unemployed. Some new research has revealed the unemployment numbers among our youngest American military veterans. These are the guys and girls ages 20 to 24, and this is not a lie. They're unemployment number is 21%, Michael. 21% of our youngest veterans are unemployed. This is more than a fifth of them. And this is new numbers that is coming out of a very careful nonpartisan group called the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. They base all of their research on Bureau of Labor Statistics and put out a monthly report. And the reality is a fifth of the nation's youngest warriors are jobless. And some of them, up to 68% of them from ages 20 to 24, have been unemployed for at least 5 weeks or more. And this is very disturbing. I've heard from a lot of readers about this, and most folks are saying not only how does this happen, but why does this happen? A lot of people are saying, does this mean that the warriors who found Osama bin Laden are now unemployed? And it's become a cultural moment in many ways when we discover we're not taking care of our military vets. And it's not all bad news. There is a lot of public groups, such as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, other civic groups who are hoping to remedy the situation. They have plenty of veterans programs. And also Walmart has announced they're going to hire 100,000 military veterans in the next 5 years. And they have devoted $20 million to help vets transition into the civilian workforce. But that part of it aside, 21% is a huge number, and it's one that we should take very strong notice of.
Well, how do we get to this point?
This, again, is something very hard to pinpoint. I mean, we have certainly an issue where veterans have to re-enter the civilian workforce and the civilian mindset. The military, the branches of the military certainly have programs to help them do this. But again, in the reality, we have 21% of our youngest American veterans unemployed, jobless, and this is comparing it to 7 and 8% in the general population. They did not cite specific reasons why, but I am sure it is a prism of problems which need to be addressed.
On another note, Rick Perry announced that he was not running for the governor of Texas again. What is this about?
Well, it's always fun to watch Texas Governor Rick Perry. He is a master showman. He's a charismatic politician. And on Monday, he staged what could very easily be interpreted as a campaign event. He staged a huge event at a major manufacturer down in Texas to announce that, oh, my gosh, he's not going to run again for governor. And most of the folks down there are interpreting this to mean that he's going to run for the White House instead. His term runs out in January of 2015. And it gives him plenty of time to get on the campaign trail once again. And interesting to note, he is the one of the governors with the longest tenure. He's got 5,144 days in office. And during his event on Monday, again, he treated it almost like a campaign event. He had his beautiful wife and daughters up there with him in campaign-appropriate clothing, red and white, very patriotic. And so a lot of the people are saying, gosh, it sure looks like Rick Perry is going to run for the White House again, and certainly the press will rejoice with this. It will give them something to follow. And a lot of people are saying, well, you know, Perry really just did not do so well on the campaign trail, and they haven't gotten over his gaffe on the campaign trail when he had a major kind of a memory problem there during one of the events. And you have to remember that Mr. Perry also has a very solid record as a politician. He's aggressive in bringing jobs to Texas. He's aggressive in being frugal with his own economy. And he's also very forthright about his feelings towards traditional American values, towards his own faith. And he is certainly a pro-life candidate. And this is going to resonate with a lot of conservatives and Republicans who are looking for just a candidate. And a lot of people are saying, he doesn't have much of a chance, but they're not dismissing him completely. They're saying he's already got his image. He just needs to reboot it.
Speaking of insanity, what the heck is going on in the New York comptroller race?
New York City politics, as you very well know, Michael, is always very baroque. It's very entertaining. And, you know, this time around, we have to look at the voters, too. They're either very forgiving of their candidates or they have very short memories. Certainly, everyone is following the, quote, disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner as he runs for mayor. Now we have the, quote, disgraced former governor of New York and MSNBC host Elliot Spitzer. He has declared his candidacy for New York City comptroller. But the funniest thing of all, also on Monday, coming from stage right, I guess you'll have to say, is none other than Kristen Davis. She is the former Manhattan madam who actually supplied Mr. Spitzer with his escort girls back in the day. That was what prompted his resignation. And she has also declared that she's going to run against him as for comptroller. And it's very ironic, but the interesting thing about Kristen Davis. She's running as a libertarian. She has the backing of several local libertarian groups. And she, a lot of folks also didn't know that this former madam was a hedge fund investor at one point. She has a degree in business. She's also saying she has more business acumen than Elliot Spitzer does because she ran a large business. Of course, it was an escort service, but that is what she's claiming. And she also is saying, here's a direct quote from Ms. Davis. She says, Elliot Spitzer broke state and federal laws and his use of prostitutes and paid no penalty. I broke the law and paid my debt to society. So you never know about New York politics. And also about Ms. Davis, she's very opposed to Michael Bloomberg, to nanny state government, she says. And she says that her idea to reduce the $2 billion deficit in New York City is to legalize marijuana, regulate marijuana, and then tax the daylights out of it to make up for the law. So that's the story we have. Elliot versus Kristen, certainly a race to follow.
With all of these dirtbags in politics, it is not surprising that most people do not have a favorable view of politicians. What do the latest polls tell us about these dirtbags?
Well, yes, there's always a poll for all sorts of useful things, and this is coming from a Gallup poll. They asked the question, would you want your child or even your grandchild to go into politics? And 64% of Americans said, absolutely not. Don't want my kid in politics. Don't care about the big money and the strategic points and talking points and so forth and so on. And I think probably the most interesting part of this poll is that Gallup has asked this question for many, many years. They say the numbers have barely changed. Usually about two-thirds of Americans say, nope, don't want my kid going into politics. And the first time they ever asked this question, Michael, 1944. So people have been frowning on politicians and politics as a career since 1944. And it's also interesting to point out that the highest point in favoring a political career was in 1965. That was when 36% said, yeah, okay, I would let my child go into politics. But for now, Americans are still looking askance at politics as a career. Interesting that it's the American way to go into politics. We still have our stalwarts out there who will run and see what they can do on the campaign trail.
After keeping his head down the past few years, it seems that G.W. Bush is coming back into the spotlight.
Well, definitely. George W. Bush has reemerged with a very strong resonance and on the public radar. He gave a major interview on Sunday, and he also did a tour of Africa, which was very well received. And what has come out of all of this is even the liberal media is giving George W. Bush a couple of kind pats here. He appeared to be straightforward. He appeared to be authentic. He was simple. And over the past few years, he has definitely not been on the public radar at all. And the only time he reemerged was during the dedication of his library. And a lot of people are wondering, is he trying to reunite the Republican Party? What's up with George W. Bush? And certainly we will see. He's going to be appearing at a major immigration event. He'll be participating in a naturalization event, an immigration event there at his center in Dallas. So the questions are still out on what his true intentions are. But even the Washington Post said George W. Bush returns as a uniter. Who would have thought that? And certainly the Associated Press is reporting that his polling numbers are now better than President Obama. 49% now approve of George W. Bush, while Mr. Obama's numbers linger in the 40s. So there's more to come on this. It's definitely a work in progress, but there's more to come.
Where can we read more?
You can always find me at WashingtonTimes.com. I write Inside the Beltway and The Water Cooler. I'm on Twitter as Harper Bulletin.
Jennifer Harper, thanks again for being with us in the Savage Nation.
I loved it.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-497-9989. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-497-9989. Again, that's 800-497-9989. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-497-9989. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-497-9989.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Right now, receive up to 350 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient with Dr. Rosanelli. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/13.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Are you looking for a simple way to engage customers like never before? Samsung's digital signage can grab your customers' attention and influence what they buy without the need for printed signs. See how Samsung digital signage helps create more opportunities for your business. And look for our new Samsung Smart Signage Platform, a breakthrough way to help you make the switch. Visit Samsung.com/signs or call 1-800-SAM-4-BIZ. That's 1-800-726-4249.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Since we are talking about why men don't get married, I'm playing Runaround Sue. We get a twofer out of that. The word Sue comes in it, relating to lawyers, and the word runaround, of course, relates to the runaround job. But I really want to talk about the following topic, and that's this. This story came to me this morning from a good friend of mine who has been an advertiser of mine for 10 years. And that's Craig Smith of Swiss America. They're the greatest people, by the way. They've been with me from day one. And Chris, I got to tell you, folks, he never lies about anything. So he said to me, a friend of his, 60 years old, and he gave me her name, and I could use it. She's a Persian lady. She's in her 60s. Naztab Tali walked into Citibank on Friday to send the $12,000 wire to the gold company, Swiss America. She read the rules and regulations and did not want to sign the waiver that says if the bank wire is lost, she is responsible, right? They told her to sign it or leave. She got irate. The bank assistant manager got irate. And Naztab told her to close out all of her accounts, okay? She told the girl, I want all my money in cash. I don't trust your checks. The assistant manager in the bank says, I'm not giving you $57,000 in cash. She told him, I deposited it in cash. I want it in cash. Assistant manager told her to leave the bank. She left. She wouldn't leave without her cash. The manager of the bank calls police. The officer grabs this woman, smashes her phone on the table, confiscates the phone, taser gun, wallet, and other items. They take the 60-year-old woman who wanted her withdrawal in cash in cuffs to the squad car, and she says she was forcibly thrown into the car. This woman is handicapped in her 60s, has limited use of her limbs, so she feels her treatment by San Jose PD was unjustified. She's then booked into jail where she said they shackled her, cuffed her, and abused her. They did not let her make a phone call nor read her rights. She also mentioned that one of the guards pulled her toe out of the socket, and she has pictures and video of her bruises from the cuffs and shackles. Now, listen what happens next. She goes back into the bank the next day to close the accounts, and again, the assistant manager refuses to give her cash. Bank claimed it was for her own safety carrying that much cash. They call the police again. When the thug police got there, the officer said to take a check or she would be arrested for wasting their time and she will never be allowed to set foot in the bank again. Ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed what's going on in this country with the police? Have you noticed what they're doing to people? Don't call me. Next story. Documents obtained by Judicial Watch detail the role of the Justice Department in organizing Trayvon Martin protests. Now, we thought it was Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson who had rent the mobs, right? Well, yeah, of course. That's how they got where they are, through rent-a-mobs, through basically the shakedown racket. Well, now the Department of So-Called Justice under the thug-in-chief, Eric Holder, has actually spent your money hiring mobs to go to the courts, to go out in the streets, to go to Sanford, Florida, to riot, in other words, to make certain that the Trayvon Martin protests are heard around the world. This is the government you now have. It's something out of Venezuela. Yeah, okay. I got many callers now on swinger issues. I got the other thing. Let's go to the swinger story. Arizona Richard, you're a swinger. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I've been participating in this swinging since the late 90s, when I was in my 30s, early 30s.
So you're in your 50s now?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
No, I'm not going to call your wife. I mean, does she go with? Do you bring your wife?
Yes. I've been married for like 25 years.
Do you find it's improved your life?
Not really. I mean, to me, it was just what she did for a living, which wasn't a prostitute. I just thought it was sort of fair to me. I mean, she was a stripper to survive, for us to survive. And she wasn't brought up that way or in that, you know, she wasn't raised to be that, but just to survive.
You're saying you got married, and in order to make a living, she had to become a stripper. But now we're talking about swinger parties, right? That's a little different. There's no money in that,
is there?
I would
work all day, and I would go to the clubs. I wouldn't, you know, I didn't go there many times, but when I did go, I was like, this is a party, you know, you got alcohol, and, you know, I'm working like a slave in the heat, and, you know, it's her work, it's a party, and she's making a lot of money.
So she's making money what? As a stripper?
Yes.
Okay, but how does that relate to the swinger parties that you say you attend?
Well, I thought it was fair as fair, and I just said...
Richard, how does that relate to the swinger parties you claim you go to?
Because being a dancer, sometimes it's touching, and it's an intimate sort of thing, if you're...
Yeah. But I'm saying, but now that's different than going with your wife to a wife swapping party, isn't it?
Well, then later on, I said, look at this ad at this club. Okay, they used to have a lot of clubs around here, and I'm like, let's go. And so we went, and from there, you know, as time went on, I mean, we got to meet people. It's very impersonal.
Are you saying it's a swinger club?
Yeah, they had clubs here. Still do, as far as I know.
Okay, so do you have children, Richard?
I have a 25-year-old daughter, but she doesn't live at home.
All right, so in other words, you're a married couple, basically, you're no children around, and to spice up your life, you go into these wife-swapping clubs, is that it? And it hasn't affected you negatively?
We've been doing this for a long time. So then, I wasn't happy, and we stopped going to the clubs for years.
Yeah.
And then I told her I wanted a divorce.
Wait a minute. You're confusing me and my audience. You went to this wife swapping scene for 20 years, then you decided it was no good?
We weren't hardcore. Some people, they...
That sounds like President Obama listening to Reverend Wright for 20 years, then saying he didn't believe him.
Well...
It's like, you know, Obama sat in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years and heard the anti-American screed and then said, I didn't hear a word he said. So what made you change your mind? What, you just got too old for it and you got tired?
Well, a lot of times the guys have baggage. In other words, there's like a man and a woman, they want to be with a good-looking woman, see? And the other guy is ignored, okay? And I...
So you're saying you were left out of the action?
Well, I wasn't left out, but... I wasn't, you know.
All right, I get the picture. Notice your wife had all the fun.
Yeah, and I had.
What do you expect to happen? You take an ex-stripper wife to a swinging club, and you think they're going to come over to you and say, Richard, I'd love to be with you.
Join the...